Blog Talk Radio.
Recognize that there is only one true and living God who exists as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is worthy of all honor, praise, and glory. As the one who made all things and held all things together, I believe that the truth will set me free and that Jesus Christ is the truth. I recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. I believe that he came to destroy the works of the devil, and that he disarmed the rulers and authorities, and made a public display of them, having triumphed over them. I believe that God demonstrated his own love for me, in that while I was still a sinner, Jesus Christ died for me. I believe that he has delivered me from the dominion or the domain of darkness and transferred me to his kingdom. In him I have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. Once again, we are inviting you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing and the authority and the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. As a customer, you will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your life, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. HCBC is mission-oriented. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. HCBC is committed to web ministry. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to give.
Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me.
House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer requests or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501C3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Let us take a look at Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, which says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in the series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be the gift of prophecy. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness to the ends of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and baptize me with the fire of your love. I have surrendered to the best of my ability, and now I want to be filled with your Spirit. I need your power in my life and ministry. Please come, Holy Spirit, and fill me now. Lord, I believe that when I surrendered to you as Lord, we became one. You are the vine, and I am a branch of the vine. All that you are is within me. My life flows from you. I believe that as I yield and ask, you will release your strength, wisdom, healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield now to receive your sanctification, gifts of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh.
Our lesson for tonight is the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is the first of three utterance gifts. Gifts that say something. The gifts of diverse kind of tongues being the second, and the gift of interpretation of tongues being the last. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says, "To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy." To better understand this gift, as well as the two other utterance gifts, we must define the word inspiration, for these gifts function by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Inspire means to stimulate or impel, to motivate, as by divine influence, or to arouse a thought or feeling up in someone. The Holy Spirit inspires those with this gift to speak what He, the Holy Spirit, has put upon their hearts. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 10, gives us an example of this. It reads, "And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them." This scripture tells us that the Spirit of God came upon Saul, and he, the Holy Spirit, inspired him to prophesy. The word prophecy in the Greek is pronounced proatia, meaning prediction. It is derived from the word prophetes, prophet, which means a foreteller and an inspired speaker. Prophecy is God speaking through someone, a prediction, while the gift of a word of wisdom, which many people confuse with the gift of prophecy, is God giving information, which is His wisdom and direction regarding what to do with the wisdom He has given. This gift gives the ability to speak or foretell, predict, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will put words in your mouth or heart to foretell or declare and cause you to be inspired to speak them. Prophecy is often a declaration of a statement or prediction made by God through His servant with this gift of what will be. The gift has both utterance and revelatory functions. The gift has both revelation, because of its accurate predictions and utterance, due to its declaration of the prediction that God has revealed. The person with this gift is inspired to speak what He has been shown them or told them through the Holy Spirit. Often the inspiration comes as a person begins to open their mouth. Many people who have a prophetic call have this gift. But that is not always the rule. The gift of prophecy does not make you a prophet. Once again, the gift of prophecy does not make you a prophet. There seems to be a misconception that many people believe, and that is that anyone who prophesies is a prophet. You can have the simple gift of prophecy and not sit in the office of a prophet. When you sit in the office of a prophet, you usually function in this gift as well as other gifts of the Holy Spirit on a frequent basis, and not just the gift of prophecy from time to time. You can recognize this gift in your life or in the life of others, but be very careful in whom you give God's titles to. A gift does not qualify a person for a fivefold ministry office. Every prophecy is not from God. Beloved, you must be careful. Every prophecy is not from God. Beloved, just because a person is inspired and prophesies does not mean that it must be from the Lord. There are many people who go around prophesying, declaring that they have a word from the Lord when the Lord God had not spoken to them. If a person is not submitted to God or is living in known sin, they can prophesy under the impartation of the flesh or the inspiration of the flesh. Their heart's desire or a demonic spirit. 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 20 through 23, gives us an example. It reads, "And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said of this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets. And the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee." Beloved, the Lord allowed a lying spirit to speak through the mouths of King Ahab's prophets, causing them to prophesy a lie to the king that would lead him to go to war and thus lose his life. These prophets were not submitted to God, for they constantly prophesied good to this king that was evil and wicked, rather than telling him the truth. Like Micaiah, who saw the vision of the lying spirit going forth to King Ahab's prophets, who also never had anything good to prophesy to King Ahab. 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 7 and 8 says, "And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, and by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so." Although all these others, so-called prophets, spoke good to this evil king, Micaiah was submitted to God in that he was obedient to God and willing to face the wrath of a wicked king to prophesy the truth. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8 gives additional scripture regarding people prophesying from the wrong source. It reads, "The priest said not, Where is the Lord? and they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walk after things that do not profit. They were inspired to prophesy by a false deity, Baal. Who is the false deity is probably a wicked spirit in high places. Prophesying can reveal secrets of the heart. This gift is often used to give proof and evidence that God is in you by revealing the secrets of the hearts of the people. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verses 24 through 25 says, but if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all. He is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. God can use the possessor of this gift to declare or predict to someone what they intended to do, in which they may have never told anyone else. God knows all things and can reveal them to his servants. The public ministry. God may inspire the person with the gift of prophecy to prophesy to an assembly of believers, a church, or he may have them prophesy to an individual. When we examine the public ministry of the gift of prophecy in comparison with the gift of diverse kind of tongues, we must conclude, based on Scripture, that the gift of prophecy is a greater gift, because it speaks unto people and edifies, it builds them up, exhorts and comforts them, while the gift of diverse kind of tongues requires the gift of interpretation of tongues to bring edification, exhortation, or comfort. The person who speaks in an unknown tongue edifies or builds up themselves, while the people or the person operating in the gift of prophecy edifies the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 5 says, follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. And I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Beloved, it just flows from your mouth. Those with the gift of prophecy sometimes are so inspired by the Holy Spirit to testify of what God has shown them or has put in them, that as they begin to speak, the gift of prophecy may begin to operate, and they start declaring what the Lord is saying without planning to say it or prepare to say it. Some people are afraid and ashamed of this. But they should not be. If God is trying to use you in this gift, then do not be afraid. Rather, declare what the Lord said, and declare what saith the Lord. The Bible tells us not to despise or hate prophesying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 says, despise not prophesying. Many people despise or are afraid to flow in the utterance gifts because they are not sure if the inspiration to speak was from God. Their whole heart's desire or the devil. Beloved child of God, do not be afraid to flow in God's gifts. If you want to not be deceived by the devil, then ask God to show you the open doors in your life that the enemy would try to use to exploit or misuse this gift. When God shows you the open doors in your life, they may be sin or habits that you have that make you open to the enemy's wiles or tricks. Then you must repent of any sin. Ask God to forgive you in Jesus' name, and ask God to help you close all open doors so that you may be used by Him without error. Be willing to receive what God will show you. Impartation. Often, the impartation of gifts are released through the inspiration given through prophesying. The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 14 says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. When Paul laid his hands on Timothy to charge him with spiritual authority or a spiritual office, he prophesied over him, declaring the impartation of certain spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit was inspiring him to say, thus releasing them to Timothy. This often happens in ordination services. Beloved, biblical operation of the prophecy, Old Testament examples. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 10 says, and when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. This scripture tells us that the Spirit of God came upon Saul, and he prophesied after he had been told that he would be king. 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 13 through 25 says, and the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold, now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him, and shall prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord for me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. Praise be to God. Let us take a look at the New Testament example. Acts chapter 19, verse 6 says, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. In Ephesus, the Apostle Paul laid his hands on the believers, and they began to speak in tongues, and also to prophesy. It was the Holy Spirit that inspired them to prophesy. Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 79 says, and his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world begun, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give the knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from an eye had visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied concerning what God was about to do through Jesus Christ, redemption of his people, and what his newborn baby son was going to do and be called. The operation of the gifts of prophecy, how it functions in you. And I would like you to pay special attention to what I'm about to say. One, the Holy Spirit inspires you to declare an utterance or spoken word. The origin of these words are from God and not from the heart of the person with the gift or from the devil. Number two, the Holy Spirit can use one of the revelatory gifts. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. Number two, the Holy Spirit can use one of the revelatory gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, to show you what he wants you to declare, such as was the case with Micaiah, who prophesied what the Lord showed him in 1 Kings chapter 22, verses 18 through 20. The administration of the gifts of prophecy, how you give it to others. One, this gift can be administered to the body of Christ in a public service in which it would be spoken aloud for all to hear. Two, this gift can be administered to individuals, to Christians, as well as non-Christians. Beloved, I need you to stay focused on the Word and to give God the glory and to thank Him and to covet these gifts.
Worthy Jesus, and we give you praise and glory.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the gift of prophecy. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information in tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea,
from the heights of the
to you to join me on the road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I would like to encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and to recommit your lives and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking, he's listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, tonight I'm appealing to you to renew that commitment once again. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Once again, beloved, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So tonight I'm encouraging you to take this step to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you submitting and admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin and ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in you. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc. P.O. Box 30371, Edmonton, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that these lessons will be a blessing unto you, and that it will touch your lives and impact your life for change. I pray, O God, that the blessing will flow abundantly in your life throughout the rest of this week as you submit to the Lord, stand on His promises, and do not lean on your own understanding. God bless you, and good night.